This is the Hans Shot First Podcast.
They don't know it, I'm telling you.
We'll be talking in-depth about common movie moments
with my dead body.
With the mix of all things pop culture along the way.
Got Oscar.
Okay.
Welcome everyone to Hans Shot First. I'm Jeff, joined as usual by Scott and Alex. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
This week, I'm going to murder my computer.
Jeff is so mad right now.
Yeah. Not only because it's Billy Baldwin's birthday, but...
Yeah, sorry, folks. I'm having technical difficulties with my computer. Apparently, Windows thinks the USB device is being unplugged and plugged back in over and over and over again. So I get boodump, 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 boodump.
Jeff is the Hulk of podcasting, though, so this should be a good one.
Yeah. All right. Once again, we're not doing a typical episode. We're doing something a little bit different, and I've come up with a little trivia / game show that I like to play with the fellas here.
You do like the trivia.
Yeah, and it's trivia in a loose sense. It's going to be incorporating movie, TV, video game trivia, but with Hans Shot First trivia as well.
Oh.
All right. So,
let's see,
we have done
the show, not us, but we'll try anyway.
Yeah. So we have done almost 500 episodes. I randomly picked 20 of them, and we'll see. Maybe that's too much. Maybe it's too little. We'll find out as we go. I randomly picked 20 of them. You guys will be trading off, going back and forth, and we're going to play almost like a name that tune.
Okay.
So let's say, Scott, it's your turn, and you're going to say, I can name the movie in five hints. And then Alex goes, I think I can name it in four hints. And then Scott's like, all right, prove it. Prove it, Buster.
And I'll say, you dumb bastard.
Yeah. And we're going to see how this goes, right? You guys, the first time these guys are seeing it, first time I'm doing it, maybe if the hints are too hard, too easy. But the hints are, so before you make a guess or tell me how many, I will tell you the type of thing it is, whether it's a movie, a TV show, or a video game, or one of the randos that we've done, right?
Got it.
So you at least have that information, but that's all you'll have. Okay. And you'll say, okay, five guesses. And then the categories are the Hans Shot First total score, right? So that's, you know, 7, 6, 5. Individual score, so you could say, or it would be your individual score. So for Scott, all right, you gave it a 2. Scott, you gave it a 7, right? Or Alex, whatever your number is. The release date of our podcast that covered this topic.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
All right. So, and these are always going to be in this order, right? So these, as you can tell, the first few don't give you that much information, right? You're going to want to get a little bit more, but we'll see. Then the release date of the item itself. So the release date of the movie or TV show. If it is a TV show or video game, it's the initial, like when the series first started, video game first came out, like if it's expansion packs or whatever, it would still be, you know, the first original release date. And if it's Seinfeld, it'll be like 89. It wouldn't be 96. The genre of the item, so whether it's adventure, action, drama, mystery, etc. Then the crossover topic that we used when we talked about the movie.
Okay.
So as an example, you know, first time we saw boobs, that would be a big hint if you guys think we don't remember that one. But
I do remember that one.
Yeah.
And I will say for this... For this category,
that was an Alex
not one. All of our episodes, not all of our episodes had crossover topics, right? Some of the earlier ones. So
right,
I tried to pick
something
from the episode that because we'd always go on some kind of a tangent. So just bear that in mind. If it's an earlier episode, it may not be a crossover topic, but it's something that we talked about. And then there's more detail. Then it would be the writers of the item, the directors of the item. And then a quote from the thing, and then the actor. Now, for all of the head actor, and for all of these, I will be using just the front page of IMDb, right? So whatever it says, the director, that's what it is. The star is going to be the very first star.
Okay.
Usually that's the most, you know, the biggest, you know, the name brand, but sometimes it's not. I won't know. And then I'll pick the very first quote, which that one might be a little bit different. And if it's multiple, like a big paragraph, I don't know what I'll do. We'll have to figure this out. But okay. I have all the IMDb pages loaded for everything. Okay. And
okay.
I think that's it. Do you have any questions?
I do, not so much about how the game's going to work, but just for the two of you. Out of the almost 500 episodes that we've done, how many have you gone back and listened to, do you think? Huh. I know in the early days we listened to a lot of those because it was a blast to like hear how awful we were. But,
I'm so stuck. Yeah.
But since then, since we've become like expert podcasters,
mm-hmm. No, I haven't gone back and listened to anything in forever. Yeah, that first year I did, and then since then I haven't.
It's been quite a while. Yeah, yeah. So this should be interesting.
Like I've mentioned before, I almost can't listen to our episodes anymore because I'd be listening to one, even if it's from years ago. And then I would hear you guys talking. And then in my mind, I would make a smartass remark. But then I'd hear myself on the podcast making that same smartass remark. So it's like some psychic feedback that I'd be getting. I was like,
You were hodering yourself?
Yeah. That's right. Hodering yourself.
Okay.
All right, and then so we'll pick the start. We'll pick the who goes first with the question here, and then it'll alternate. But if the person misses it, the other person has a chance for a steal.
Steal.
And then, like I said, we'll figure this out. Like, say Scott, you say you can do it in five, and you miss it, and Alex says, well, he can't do it in five either. I still want, you know, we play it out, and I don't know how we'll, maybe no one gets points, but we'll kind of play it out, and I'll reveal more items, and we'll go from here. So I think we'll have to figure this part out, but.
Jeff, do you, last question. Do you have a prediction for tonight's game?
Pain.
All right.
Okay, so this is, I randomly picked a movie, and I want you guys to figure out who comes closest to the combined score for this movie. All right. And then we'll just do that. I have a tiebreaker if you guys both get within it. So, Star Trek First Contact. So what was our combined score for that
movie? Who's going first?
It doesn't matter. Whatever. Scott, go first.
Okay.
Yeah. Put down your bet.
18.
Okay. Alex.
Our combined score.
Do not Price is Right me, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, and if you go over, it's fine. Just whoever's closest. Yeah.
I'm going to say... Jeeves, First Contact. I remember we all kind of liked it.
Yeah, I think I went a little high, actually.
Damn it, I think I went a little low myself. I'm going to say 15. I'm going to go even Steven on this one, kind of.
All right. Alex wins. It is, wait, never mind. What'd you say? 17? Wait, what did you, the answer's 17.
You said 15. You guys said 18. I was going to say 17 next, so I win.
No, wait. Sorry, I'm already getting confused in my tabs. You said, what, Alex?
I said 15.
I think I wrote the wrong thing down here.
And Scott said 18.
You know, and the answer is 17.
Yeah, so I was closer.
So who got...
Yeah, so right. Scott was closer.
All right. Sorry, this beeping is driving me insane. All right.
So what were the scores, Jeff? Or is that part of the trivia?
It's not part of the trivia, but I can throw it out there. It was Alex gave it a 5, Scott and Jeff gave it a 6.
That sounds
so this is one of those
the rare, yeah.
rare ones where Alex was lower than us.
But. Yeah.
And I bet it was for something like unfathomably. I'm not going to speak for you, Jeff, but something that I did not understand why Alex latched onto. Alex was probably like, yeah, it's really good, but I didn't like his hat. Like, it was unrealistic. Like, when he was down.
There was a scene where Spock's ear was kind of bouncing. It was a little poking to the right a little bit. It just ruined the movie for me.
Yeah. Maybe.
And even though Spock's not even in that movie, I don't know why I said Spock of all people I threw out.
Like the jukebox they had, like, wouldn't even work that way.
Yeah,
that would have been an Alex, like, lose a whole point for kind of thing. Yeah,
it's a 5.
Okay, so Scott, you're going first here. All right. So the first, I'll give you this movie, or this is a movie. All right. So how many guesses do you think you can get this in?
We'll start with four.
Well, it's First Contact. We already know. So
no, it's not.
Oh, okay.
So you think four. Yeah. So that's just the first couple times I repeat it. It's the total score, the individual score, release date, and item release date. That's all the information you're going to get. So you're sticking with four?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Alex, you think you can do it in less than four?
I'll give it a shot. I think I'll try it in two. Let's see how this goes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Scott, do you think you can do it in one?
Go ahead, Alex.
All right. All right, Alex. This movie had a combined score of 8. And your wow. score was and your score was 3.
My score was 3. Whoa.
Yep.
This must have been a movie. Oh man, a movie I hated that you guys kind of liked. It must have been, unless Scott scored it really high and you and I scored it low. Fuck, what would have been?
I actually have a pretty good idea what this is.
God, all right, well.
Wow, okay, shit. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark. Damn, what movie? I can't, you know what? I can't remember all the movies that I really hate. A 3?
A 3 is like you disliked it. That's all the 3 means. Remember, if you go by our scale, if did it right, it doesn't mean you hated it. You just mean you didn't like it.
I know, but... You guys.
I know for you that's
and the
I know,
listeners for you, that's... and the listener, sorry, listener Daniel knows that I rate stuff on the higher scale, so for me to rate something a 3 is kind of rare. Dang it, I don't know.
So you giving up?
It must. Yeah, I'm gonna give up on this one. That damn it, I'm gonna kick myself as soon as Scott says the answer.
All right, so I think I'm going to make... Since Scott only said he can do it in 4, I will give him 2 more. But if Scott, if you want to try for 2...
Okay, for 2, I'll say A Boy and His Dog.
No.
Okay. No, I like All that right. movie. It was fucked up.
Okay. So the next hint was we released the episode on November 11th, 2021.
Okay.
And the movie came out in 1994.
1994. It was that low. And Alex only gave it a 3.
Yeah. And I can't believe we did this 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago because it feels like we just did this.
So it's something that none of us really liked. Unless I gave it also gave it a 3 and Jeff gave it a 1, which again none of us really liked. Came out in 94. Yeah, I'll pass.
It's Tammy and the T-Rex.
We did not do Tammy and the T-Rex.
No, I would have loved that movie.
All right, you guys both get 0 points for that round. I guess I'll just start naming the next ones and you guys just buzz in when you think you have an answer. So the next is the genre, adventure, comedy, romance. Any ideas?
Adventure, comedy, romance.
All right. And the next one, get ready. Top infidelity instances.
See, I'm thinking of that Tim Robbins movie with, whatchamacallit?
Bull Durham?
No,
High Fidelity.
The guy from Martin.
Yeah, High Fidelity.
Was no, I like.
Oh, Gross Point Blank.
No, not Gross Point Blank. I like that one too. No, it's for some reason I'm stuck on the Tim Robbins Martin movie that we never actually talked about it, but that's what's popping in my brain right now. 94.
All right, move on to the next part, Jeff.
All right, well, the next one, get ready. The writers are Chris Elliott and Adam Resnick.
Oh, Cabin Boy.
Yeah. Cabin Boy.
That's right. Yeah, it did not. It didn't age well.
Yeah, well, that's it. The next was director was Adam Resnick and starring Chris Elliott. And then the quote was, "These pipes are clean."
So I'm guessing we both gave it twos, Jeff.
No, Scott gave it a two. Alex and Jeff gave it threes.
Okay. Oh, eight. You said eight. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. All right. Rough patch, Brian. You said we'll figure this out.
I can guess it in 15 clues.
Another.
Do it in 14. Yeah.
So we'll try a couple more. The other thing I have on here. Okay, for a quick guess, what episode number do you think that would be? Rough guess. Because maybe I can give that out too before you guys.
So that was
pick or that as a title.
That's low 400s.
Close. So high 300, 394.
Okay.
So we'll see. Maybe I'll give that information as well at the beginning, but let's just go a couple more and see how we do. Okay. All right. So that was Alex. Who went first? Alex, right? Or no?
Yeah,
Alex.
Yeah. Well,
Scott went first.
Oh, no, Alex picked
deferred
first,
to yeah. Alex.
Alex went on the last one. Yeah.
This is going great.
Yeah. No, Scott, you went first. You said four. Alex did two. So technically, Scott went first.
Oh, that's
so
true.
Now Alex has the chance to go first here.
Okay.
All right. This is a movie, Alex.
Okay.
How many guesses or how many hints do you think you can do this in?
Another movie. I'm gonna say five. I think I can do it in five now. I'm warmed up.
All right. Scott, do you think you can beat five?
Four.
I was too confident last time.
Did you say four, Scott?
Four.
Okay. Alex, do you think you can beat it? Do it in three.
Nope.
All right. Scott, four. The Han shot first total of 16. Your score was 6.
Okay.
We released this episode October 31st, 2017.
Ooh.
And this item came out in 2006.
Okay. So you said the total was 14?
16.
16.
Hey, threw a lot of numbers out there.
Yeah.
It was a lot of numbers. All numbers.
16, 2006, and I did a 6. It came out on October 31st.
That's our episode came out.
Okay, so...
Our episode released October 31st, 2017. The movie came out 2006.
Okay, so this
was... That's kind of a hint, is when our episode
Okay, so this has been a horror movie that we all liked.
Yes.
Well,
not all of us.
Not all of us. I feel like 2017 was when we did the podcast. Yeah, so way back. It's all a blur. I will say, as a horror movie that got a relatively high score from us. Well, I won't say that we all liked it. I will say, and I give it a 6 too. The Thing?
No, no, The Thing did not come out in 2006.
Oh, 2008. So, yeah. Sorry, yeah, damn it.
Yeah, that.
I got hung up on the other numbers. Sorry.
Okay. Alex, you said 5, so I'll give you one more item here, and that is the genre, which is drama, fantasy, and war.
Oh, shit. That's not the movie that I was thinking of then.
Not a horror movie?
Yeah, drama, fantasy, war. October 31st is when we recorded.
So, yeah, I would say Scott's onto it like it was a horror movie because we released it in November, in October.
Yeah. But the other genres are throwing me a little bit for a loop here. 2006.
maybe horror, but scary. It falls in that genre. I wouldn't classify this as a horror movie, but it was obviously, as the genre says, drama, fantasy, war.
Wow, okay.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Shit.
Although 2017, pandemic just makes everything a blur. Like every episode we did, yeah, like during the pandemic, I could like it could be anywhere between like 2008 and now, and I wouldn't remember.
Yeah.
I was still trying. 2006.
It's 25, 26 years old. Starship Troopers. No, that's not fantasy, but that's the only thing I got.
It's kind of fantasy, but no. It's not that. All right. The next topic. Just buzzed in when you guys think you have it. The crossover topic was Dick Generals.
Dick Generals.
And these are not generals named Richard. These are just asshole generals.
Right. Well, that kind of screws up my guess, but I'll give it a shot. Was it Pas de Loup, Brother of the Wolf?
Nope.
Damn it.
That's a good guess.
But it is a foreign job.
Oh, is it The Adventures of Baron Munchausen?
We've never done that one.
No, that came out, that didn't come out in 2006.
No, we've never done that
I'll
one.
Give you,
I want to do that one.
I'll give one more hand for Alex. Think more your home country. Your neck of the woods. Or at least, at least where the... All right, well, the next one. The writer is Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, Pan's Labyrinth. Yeah, damn it.
There it is.
I was like...
All right.
Once upon a time in Mexico?
Yeah. I was like, from dusk
to dawn. I guess it's kind of a fantasy. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it is that. The writer, or the director, also Guillermo del Toro, yeah, starring Ivana Baquero. That's the other point.
Ivana Baquero.
And the quotes would have been, tell my son the time that his father died. Tell him. No, he won't even know your name. All right.
Blam. Now I got to watch that again.
Wow, so that was only a 16. So that would have been a 6... 5 and a 4?
You guys gave it 6s, I gave it a 4.
Okay. God, so I can't, man.
Not everyone liked it. Right in the middle. All right, we're back to Scott for this next one. And this, so do you guys, is there another? Oh, and by the way, that was episode 191.
Okay.
Knowing the episode number at the beginning help you guys a little bit, or is that too big of a hint, or does it not make a difference? Because I don't mind throwing that out too.
I feel like
I don't think it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Not to me anyways.
I think like when we, yeah, like the actual date when we release the podcast is probably a better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't give you the number.
Yeah. That's, yeah, all we right. can do without that.
All right, so Scott, this is a movie.
All right, can I do 7?
By the way, most of these are movies. Yeah, 7.
I'll start. Yeah, I'll start with 5.
All right, Alex.
I'm gonna roll the dice on this one again, and I'll do it in 2.
Oh, you man!
All right, Alex, for 2.
Yeah.
The total score was 18.
Whoa!
And you gave it a 6.
Well, my math is pretty bad, but there's only 2 other outcomes for that, right? Yeah.
So we all liked it, or really liked it, and you really liked it. I guess that's not necessarily true. Maybe I gave it some away. I guess there could have been some.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a shot in the dark and say Big Trouble in Little China.
No. All right, Scott. Your 2 other, you said 4, right, Scott?
I think you said 5.
Oh, you said 5? Okay. Yeah. All right, well, then here we go. The Hotshot first release date was February 10th, 2015. The movie came out in 1985. It is a adventure comedy family.
Adventure comedy.
Now, family is a genre too. So, I mean, I'm reading these right off of.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say it's a family is involved, but it's a family film. I guess that's how I would. That's what that means.
2015 adventure family. I feel like we would have given Princess Bride a higher, but that would fall into that. When was the movie released?
85.
Adventure family, you said?
Comedy. Adventure, comedy, family.
Adventure, comedy.
And like I said, family as in it's a family movie, not necessarily it's about a family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, Mac and Me came out in 1988.
It's not that. And then, sorry, once more, what was the date that we did the movie? That we released it?
February 10th, 2015.
Okay.
So this is early, you guys say the number doesn't matter. So this is episode 63. This is early on.
Very early on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say Princess Bride.
Incorrect. All right, zeros across the board. All right.
I got a steal. I think I got it.
I got a steal.
All right, well, dude, go, yeah. Good. Go a guess out.
Back to the Future.
No.
Damn it.
All right, crossover topic. Movie as kids and how we like them now as adults. And adults is in quotes.
Scott, Goonies.
No, not Goonies.
Oh, what?
Whoa. 85.
Was it Rad?
No.
Karate Kid.
Like that.
No.
It's Karate Kid.
All right. Adventure. The writers. Phil Hartman. And as soon as I say the next one, you guys are going to get it. Any guesses with Phil Hartman as the writer?
1985. Phil Hartman.
Did he write Wayne's World? Was he one of the writers? No.
No, but Wayne's World came out later. All right, the next writer. Okay, yeah, the next writer is Paul Reubens.
Oh,
Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
All right. Losers up in this thing.
I forgot.
So is this too hard? Should I change some of this up? Because I feel like the last hints are give it away.
So Jeff, like for the like name that tune stuff,
mm-hmm.
like there's usually like a hint up front.
Well, that's what I was saying was the genre of the movie, but they're all movies, and that's why I was going to say the episode number. I was going to give you that up front.
Yeah. Maybe the actual genre. I don't know. I'm just tossing that out there. Or.
Yeah, maybe if we change the order a little bit, like if you gave us the genre of the movie and then our scores, you know, put the genres on first, that might help us out a little bit.
Okay, so I'll move the item genre to before all of the scores.
Well, before we even guess, before we even give a number. So we might have to just remove it altogether. Cause like we're basically like just blindly.
Okay. I agree. That's why I was gonna give you the episode number, which gives you a little more time for
yeah,
when
let's
we
just
did
do that.
It.
Let's Let do that. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Let's try that.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
let's do that. Yeah, that's already baked in. Let's do that.
Alright,
sounds good.
So who went for that? Scott went first that time, right? Yeah. So now we're Alex goes first. All right, Alex. This is a movie, and it was episode 88, so it was early on.
Oof. 88. This would have been our second year, most likely. Geez, one of the might have been one of the earlier ones that we did with the new scoring system, with the sevens.
Well, remember, we backfilled all our scores. So I have all the scores from every movie, even though we didn't score back then.
Damn, you're right.
So we do have scores for every single movie. Yeah.
Episode 88. Damn, that's a while.
While you're guessing, did you still want me to move item genre up? in the list, or did you want me to keep the totals first?
Oh no, genre item would be great.
Okay, so you just know that now the number one hit is item genre, and then we go to Han shot first totals, and then individual ratings. Just
I think that'd be better.
All right, so how many, Alex?
I'm going to say 5.
All right, Scott.
4.
4. Alex, can you beat 4?
Nope. I don't think I can.
All right.
Even with this new one.
Scott.
Wild
4. This is where the genre might help a little bit more. The genre is animation, action, adventure.
Fuck.
The total score was 15. Scott, your score was 6. And we released this episode August 3rd, 2015.
Princess Mononoke.
No.
We've not got one of these right off the bat.
All right.
We did that one
later. Yeah, I think maybe we did that one later. Yeah.
So, Alex, the extra item, because you said 5, the movie came out in 2008.
Score 15, episode 88.
And animation, action, adventure.
Animation, action, adventure. I'm going to say Transformers the movie.
No.
Oh, that didn't come out in 2008. Damn it. I know we talked about that movie, though.
Okay. There's again. I'm pitching a perfect game here, folks. All right. The crossover topic. So this wasn't, this is an older episode, so there was no crossover topic. But we talked about voice acting, Shrek, and the raping tendencies of velociraptors. I do not remember this at all. That's in the description.
Or maybe not.
Yeah.
Is the case maybe.
Yeah.
Wow. Might have been a tangent.
Yeah.
Might have been.
All right. Next clue. Unless Alex is going to chime in.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to writers. So Jonathan Abel, Glenn Berger, Ethan Reif?
2006.
Those names mean nothing to me, but you guys know more
animation. I'll guess.
Okay.
Kung Fu Panda.
All right. You got it.
Woo. Oh, damn.
I award you no points, but you did get it right.
Man.
Yeah, and this was directed by Mark Osborne and John Stevenson, starring Jack Black. And the quote would be, maybe I should just quit and go back to making noodles.
Yeah.
Quit, don't quit. Noodles, don't noodles. And there's more, but I'm not going to read it
all. So, all right. I'm guessing Alex and I were 6s and you were 3 or 4, Jeff?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was a 3, you guys were 6s. Yeah. All right, Scott. This is a movie, episode 213.
5.
All right, Alex, can you beat 5?
Yeah, I'll go 3.
All Jesus. You, Alex.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Lugger.
All right. The item genre, action, drama, mystery. Total score of 17. And you gave it a 6.
Action, drama, mystery. I really liked it.
So now it's all coming back to haunt you, Alex. So like you liking a movie means nothing.
I'm betting on the fact that I like had a low score and it's like, oh, maybe I'd know. The only thing that comes to mind, for whatever reason, I don't. We might have done it around that time, is like Romancing the Stone.
We've never done Romancing the Stone.
We haven't?
We have not.
I could have sworn we talked about Romancing the Stone. Damn. Oh, with Jewel of the Nile.
Yeah, no, we did not do that. So. All right, Scott, you said 5, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess one thing I should go back to, you gave it a 6, so I guess, I don't know if I've done that in the past. So Alex gave it a 6, now you gave it a 6. August 3rd, 2015 is when we released it, and the movie came out in 2008. Sorry. What the fuck? The movie came out. Sorry. We released it in April 2018, and the movie came out in 2003. I had the wrong line selected, but everything else was correct. You gave it a 6.
Okay, 2003, and it was drama, action, mystery?
Yes.
Okay. So I would give it a 6. Alex gave it a 6, which means that you would have given it a 5.
Yeah, I'm talking to myself.
Action mystery. All in 2003. Yeah, I'll pass.
All right. Well, then here comes the next. There's the next one. Get ready. Top torture scenes was our crossover.
Lethal Weapon.
No.
No, that didn't come out in 2003. Damn it. I keep forgetting.
2003, was this... Did Taken come out that long ago?
I think so. It might be 2000. It's right around this time, but that is not the answer.
Damn it. Yeah, because there's no... Yeah, there's no torture in that movie, really.
Well, I have a guess now, but I want to... Alex gets a turn, or... We move on to the next clue, I forget.
No, because, I guess Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, then I guess.
So that's right. Just guess again. There's no points you want. Just give you have guesses.
Casino Royale.
No.
That's probably later in 2003.
All right. Before I go into the writers, I think that'll give it up. It's a foreign job again.
Mm-hmm. Chipping his foreign jobs.
2003. Not south of here. Very east of here.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
No, a little more east.
East of Eden.
little ones?
And maybe north, northeast, I don't know. Alex's wife.
Oh, the audition.
Old boy.
Old boy.
Okay.
The
audition
is Japanese.
Yes, Japanese.
Yeah.
Racist.
All right. So should I move the crossover topic a little earlier in the list? Because I think I'm going to do that. So after item genre, I'll give our scores, and then before the release dates, I'm going to put our crossover topic.
Got it.
Okay. All right, we're fine-tuning this. I like this. This is nice. Workshopping a trivia show. This is cool.
For the audience. For the audience, not us. Just for the audience.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are on to the sixth one. So this is for Alex. It's a movie, and this is episode number 7.
Ooh. 7.
No cheating and Googling this.
Right. 7 chipmunks dancing on a ranch on my uncle's branch.
Damn, what did we do? I could guess the first few, but like after that,
I know.
It's a little muddy.
Okay, this time we're going to have, 7. We didn't technically have a crossover list, but we're going to get a description of what we talked about?
Yes.
Okay, I'll say 4.
Okay, Scott, can you beat 4?
I'll do 3.
Ooh.
All right. Alex, can you beat?
Nope.
All right. All right, so this is for Scott right now.
Yes.
And this is, the genre is adventure, mystery, thriller.
Okay.
I'm not really sure where mystery comes in, but maybe. The score is 21.
Ooh.
Which means,
ooh,
shit.
You gave it a 7.
Okay. But what did you guys give it?
I gave it a 9.
Okay, so drama, or I'm sorry, is action, thriller, mystery?
No, adventure, mystery, thriller.
Adventure, mystery, thriller. We all gave it 7.
I would just say, try not to think of mystery. Adventure and thriller are very good descriptions. Mystery, not so much.
Okay. So that's 2 clues.
No, and I gave you your score. Oh, unfortunately, score. Oh, yeah. Didn't help you much, help but it was...
Yeah.
Almost like, yeah, going 2 would have been just as good as 3 on this one.
Yeah. All 7s, venture... Big Trouble in China.
Nope.
Did we wait that long? Probably not.
All right, Alex. Here's the crossover topic, which is really not going to help you out that much, but we diverge into all aspects of blank.
Whoa. All what, Jeff?
Aspects.
That's not, okay.
All right. I don't know what I said, but all aspects.
That, you said a bad word.
All right. We diverge into all aspects of blank because I can't say what it is. We also talk about great Tarantino moments, Blade Runner, Gremlins, Rambo, etc. You will also be able to hear Scott hiccup. Be glad we edit this show.
Oh,
so it really doesn't help you out with this, but
no. But that is a big clue because I can't remember the last time Scott was hiccuping in an episode.
Like I still would have been muting my mic. It just every time I talked would have been bad. So
yeah, dang, this is super early on. So we might have had a guest on there.
We did. I actually have that on here. We had a guest. That person also gave it a 7. But
adventure thriller. We went off tangents. Gremlins. Oh, damn it. You didn't say sci-fi. But
it's not sci-fi.
Okay. Adventure thriller. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Jeff?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, I muted. No, it is not Raiders. Sorry. I thought we were going to get this one. All right. I don't know what I think I went to drink my drink. Okay, the release date, to start guessing, the release date when we put it out was January 13th, 2014. Mm-hmm. Don't think that really helps you since you already know it's episode 7. This movie came out in 1975.
Thriller. Damn, that's the
right
loop.
Writers: Peter Benchley, Carl.
Oh,
Gottlieb.
Jaws.
Wait, no. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Director: Steven Spielberg. Star: Roy Scheider.
Starring the Great White Turn. Bruce.
All right. This is
the whole adventure thing was really throwing me off on that one. I guess it kind of turns into adventure, but yeah.
I don't know where the mystery part comes in.
Well, they don't
he's eating all these people in the ocean. Yeah. I mean, we've got to find out the culprit.
All right. On to the next one, which is Scott. And this is a video game.
Video games.
It's a little bit different here.
Okay.
And it's episode 264.
264. 4.
Alex, can you beat it? Can you beat it in 3?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Alex isn't going to beat me off on this one.
All right, four. So the next clue is the genre, which is action, adventure, fantasy. The total score was 18. Scott, you gave it a 7. And our crossover topic, which was favorite items in video games. We haven't done many video games. I guess that's your only saving grace here. But you have to rack your brain.
Is it just one video game? Is it Zelda?
Is that your guess?
I mean, Link to the Past.
It is one video game.
Link to the Past.
It is. We talked about one specific video game.
One specific.
So if you want to pick Zelda, then pick a title. Okay. If you think of something else.
Okay, Link to the Past.
No. All right. Alex, this, I guess, I gotta almost get rid of this. The next, so the way you guys said five, the release date of this episode was 2019, March. This really isn't very helpful if we already have the episode number, but that's what it is.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so the release of the game was 2000.
I didn't say that yet.
Okay, never mind.
So yeah, we talked about it was 2019.
Scott gave it a 7. That's.
Oh yeah, you gave it a 5. I should tell you that for you gave it a 5.
I gave it a 5. Scott gave it a 7. What's a game that Scott really loves that I kind of don't? Oh shit.
That is a good question.
I still really liked it.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I wonder, we usually don't divide that much on Vinci games, so I'm curious what this is.
And I will say, I was right down the middle, and I was a 6, for a hint.
You were a 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff likes 3 video games, so I'm curious what this is.
Yeah. I'm going to say Super Metroid.
You act like you've done an episode, a podcast on Super Metroid. No.
We haven't?
It is not Super Metroid.
God damn it. Why not?
I feel bad about these questions, but then you're guessing stuff we've never even done, Romancing the Stone and Super Metroid, so I don't feel that bad. No. Okay. God, this fucking computer's going against the wall as soon as this episode's over. All right, great. The release date for the game was 2005.
Mass Effect?
No.
No, we talked about the trilogy.
Mass Effect was closer to 2010. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a dumb guess.
Alex, you have a guess.
2005. So this would have been...
2005.
This wouldn't have been a Final Fantasy because I don't think any I wouldn't have rated this a Final Fantasy 7 at that point.
No, you
wouldn't. When did we've done a whole episode on certain things, so it's probably not that.
And I want you to remember what I said at the very beginning of this episode. It's when the TV show first started, when the video game first came out. Not necessarily, there could be long seasons, there could be expansions, but okay. It's when they initially came out.
Okay. Well, I'll let Alex take another guess or pass before I try knowing them.
Because I can give you writers.
No, you got we did. It. Yeah, it was?
Yeah, World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Yes!
Jeff loved it so much that he never played it again.
I mean, I played it a lot back in the day.
I'm thinking back to that episode now. I think my whole argument was it was just such a I kind of hate using fucking buzzword business buzz speak, but it was a game changer.
It was
technologically impressive. We can just go from one end of the world to the other with no load times and stuff. Anyway. People still
I think
that.
You were still playing it when we recorded this.
Probably.
Yeah.
I know Jacob still plays it. Jesus. All right. The writers, would you guys have... You're not, because those are... They're after, so you guys are still zero.
If you said Chris Metzen, I would have gotten it, yeah. If he's one of the writers.
That's not on here, though. So the writers are Michael Chu, Cameron Dayton, and James Waugh.
Yeah, probably not.
And then the directors, Mark Messenger, Taryn Gregory, and Jeffrey Kaplan.
Kaplan, I want to go.
No.
Jeff right. Kaplan, our Lord.
Starring...
Chu.
He was the main guy behind
starring Michelle Marie Arco. I don't know.
I didn't and know the top quote. I didn't know Mark Messier was also a writer for
video
games. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And then quotes. The first quote, everyone keeps talking about beer goggles. I can't find plans for them anywhere. Gnome male.
That's pretty nice.
All right. Alex. <Too funny. laughs>
Seven.
You guys, should I move something up? Should I move? Is you guys anything here? Any recommendations?
Just like a free hint before we start, like whatever you feel like tossing out, Jeff.
Okay, I can do that. All right. So wait, this is a movie. It's episode 96. Yeah, my hints are going to be bad because they'll either give it away or mean nothing. So. Yeah, I really can't because I think
enhance.
Sorry. Next time I'll come up with better answers. Right, I can't do it on the spot because you guys may say, "Oh, that gives it away. It's too easy." So sorry, I'm not
gonna give it everything away.
Okay. I'm gonna say seven. I could do it in seven. Seven hints.
Go for it, Alex.
Might as well.
All right, really? Seven and you let him have it?
I'll let him have it. I feel like I'm winning, although we both have 0 points.
Still not
going to
get it. Yeah, I would still give this trivia to Scott.
Okay, so the first category is the genre, and it's action, drama, sci-fi.
Okay.
The next one is our total score of 15. You gave it a 5. Oh, okay. So this crossover topic is meaningless because this is when we were kind of prepping for Force Awakens. So we were doing, remember we were doing like Star, like leading up to Star Wars, we were doing Star Wars stuff. So the crossover topic is top 5 editions and the special editions. So not
that,
helpful.
That might be right. Like we've done a lot of nerdy shit on this podcast. That might be like right at the top.
This came out the episode came out 2015, September 29th, 2015. The release date of this is 2002. And the writer is Kurt Wimmer or Weimer.
Oh, I know what it is.
W-I-M-M-E-R.
Damn it. Gave it to Alex for nothing.
Or did you? Is that on the...
yeah, I'm going to take a guess. Because, yeah, I think you're going to be able to steal on this one. Sci-fi. What were the
action drama.
The genres again? Sci-fi action.
Action
drama.
And 2002. Rated R. I will say this. First time I saw it, one or both of you may have been with me, and we saw it at Roby's house. There's a hint.
I've never been to Roby's house, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't there either. I don't know what you
little of I think it might have been Chris, little, but I don't remember.
Okay.
One word title.
I know what it is.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I don't know. I'll give it to Scott. He was gracious enough to let me go first.
So. All right. Scott for the steal.
Equilibrium.
It is Equilibrium.
Jeez.
Oh, damn.
There goes the no-hitter. All right.
Whew. I only gave it a 5?
Yeah, we all gave it 5.
What would you say the other aspects of this movie were?
martial arts. Gun kata.
Yeah, well, I don't know. What are you looking for? The beards line or no?
No, no. I was mispronouncing a word.
Oh, you did gotcha. Earlier,
just because.
Yeah, you should give the first clue. That. Should be the first clue you should give us is did Sean Bean die in this?
Movie? I know.
Sean Bean die in this movie? It doesn't yeah, necessarily cause mean because if he's not in the movie, the answer is still no.
Yeah.
It's just so you're in trouble if it's yes. Yeah.
So the line out. See if you guys remember this. I saw this, and this is before I really knew who Christian Bale was. I hadn't seen Bean, and like I knew who they were, but I didn't like know their names. And then the Robert the Bruce from
That's right. The
thing, yeah. And I said, "This is a movie. This is a movie about guys, all about guys with beards without beards." That was like my proclaimed statement, and then. And like it blew Roby's mind. He goes, "That was the most intelligent / stupidest thing I've ever heard somebody say." Because the last thing we saw Christian Bale in was that stupid dragon movie. So he had a beard in that.
Yeah.
Scene being from Lord of the Rings, and then Robert the Bruce. All right.
Tay Diggs was in it with no beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know him with a beard. Does he normally have a beard? I don't know.
No, he's pretty clean shaven.
Yeah, he's been salt patch for a bit.
That jawline.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Can't cover that up.
All right, Scott. It's a movie. Episode 119.
Four.
Okay.
I'm feeling confident on this one.
All right.
All right.
I'm brimming with confidence. Let's go.
Brimming.
That's 1 point.
All right, this move was sorry. It's action, adventure, sci-fi. So, good luck with that.
Does it have good
CP?
We gave it a 14. You gave it a 5.
Ooh,
that doesn't help.
Now this might be our crossover topic is we go over our own lucid dreams.
Oh.
It is not Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Whoa.
Sci-fi, dreams. It wasn't Total Recall, was it?
I don't know, was it?
Total Recall.
No.
Fuck. I knew 5 would have been too low even for me.
All right. Well, since Alex, you didn't give a number, so you have it. Can you guess it in this one or no?
No. Give me one more clue.
All right. Well, we released the episode in 2016, which I don't think is much of a clue. So the next clue is, unless you have a guess or no?
No.
All right. Release date 2010.
Oh my God.
2010. Sci-fi.
Dreams.
Lucid dreams.
Minority Report?
I don't think it came out.
No.
That early, but Inception.
Inception is the answer.
Good pull. Oh, good pull, Alex. Good pull. Damn.
Wow. 2010. Yeah. Okay.
Damn it.
What did I think that came out later? I was thinking that came out in like 2013,
2015. Movies old AF.
Yeah.
As the kids say. The movie's old AF skibbity toilet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, how are we doing on time here?
We are about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and we are...
tied. Yes.
Yes.
And we've done... All right. One more, and that's 10 in. And we'll just stop at 10.
Okay. We'll make this one worth 100 points. This one will be worth 100 points.
Okay.
No, it's not worth 100 points.
Oh,
all right.
Might as well.
Alex, this is your turn. It is a movie, and it was episode 2005. Sorry.
Whoa.
205.
Okay.
2005 episodes in. We're doing this from the assisted living home. We'll be blinking.
Okay. This is my hint. I'll tell you. I'll give you a hint that the crossover topic if you get to that, is helpful. Wait, other time is not helpful, like top editions of special editions is stupid. In this case, crossover topic is helpful, if so, and that's kind of a hint.
Then I'll stick with the 5 hints, just like last time.
Okay. Even though that's the 4th item, I'll give you that warning.
Okay.
I would just say, honestly, right now, 5 hints makes no sense, because all it is the release date of our episode, and that's not very helpful. So, yeah, I would start with 4. Four or 6.
Well, then 6, then. Last time, on this last question, you skipped that, so that's what I was counting on again.
Well,
I said 5. No, I said it. I said it. No, because he said 4, you didn't have a chance, so just say 4.
Okay,
6 or 4? Alright, 6. Scott.
4.
No, yeah, see, that's Scott's going to take it in 4. Just trying to help you out here, Alex. Can you beat it? Can you do it in 3?
No.
Alright, Scott.
Let's do it.
This is action crime sci-fi.
Crime.
Sorry, I lost my place here. We gave it a combined score of 18. You gave it a 6. Okay. And our topic was favorite future cops.
Favorite future cops.
These are cops in the future, not like, you know, someday.
When they grow, that kid grows up, that kid's going to be a cop.
Yeah. Someday nephew's going to be a cop. No, these are like future cops, sci-fi cops.
Okay. 18. So you did, the release date of the movie was not one of the things here, right?
Correct.
Okay. Future cops.
That's what Alex has going for him if you miss it.
Mm-hmm. Favorite future cops, gave it 18. I will say RoboCop.
No. All right.
Yeah, the score's too low for RoboCop. That's what I was thinking.
You never know. It's still pretty high. 18's pretty high.
Yeah, but RoboCop.
All right, Alex. So we recorded this episode in 2018. Mm-hmm. That's one hit. And the movie came out in 2012.
You sure it wasn't RoboCop, Jeff?
I am sure.
Sci-fi crime. Dark City.
Jeff would have not given the score high enough on that movie.
Oh, that's right. What?
Dark City did not come out in 2012 either.
No.
No. I think it's like a 90s movie,
that was,
isn't it?
Yeah, that was before The Matrix. That's right.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
All right, Scott, do you have a guess with 2012?
With cops, future cops.
I mean, that was okay. The crossover talk was future cops. It's not necessarily a future cop. Although, in this case, he is.
It's sci-fi crimes.
It wasn't Kung Fury, was it?
No.
Okay. So I could see me giving you 6 out of 7 to Jeff Alora's score.
The writers, which I don't know if it'll give it away, John Wagner, Carlos Esquera, and Alex Garland.
Was this Minority Report? Was this one?
Minority Report was already
done. No.
2012.
Garland kind of sounds familiar.
All right, director Pete Travis. Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Hand on your buzzers here. Or let me. Maybe a quote's better than the actor. The actor will definitely, you guys will get it.
I think I know movies, and then we do this stuff, and I'm like, I don't know what he.
All right, quote. Sir, he's thinking about going for your gun. The main guy. Yeah. Yeah, Dre.
Oh,
Dread is the answer.
Damn it.
Fuck, that's such a good movie, too.
All right. Well, with this exciting soccer match of a score here, Scott wins 1-0. At least it didn't go into penalty kicks, I guess.
Woo.
On tiebreak, you had after the fact point. Yeah, you had two after the fact points, and Scott had three. That's how I calculate it.
Oh, okay.
Default.
If you didn't get it in the guesses you said, then you don't get an official.
I think the thing,
maybe we'll have to change.
So the scores are interesting because, like, if the score was high, that means you scored it high, Jeff, which means that, like, I really had no idea. If Alex scored high, that didn't mean anything. Like, if I scored it low, there's probably only a handful of those. I know we've done a breakdown on the scores. Like, I cannot remember who has the lowest total. Or sorry, how can I phrase this? Who gave out the least amount of low scores? Probably Alex, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Or you probably gave out. Yeah.
So. All right, well. So the last time we did this, which I think was for episode 400, I still have the notes here. I don't have a total. The total score for me was 1788, Alex 1950, and Scott 1871. But I gave out 5 ones. You guys gave out no ones. I gave out 18 twos. Alex gave out 2. Scott gave out 10. I mean, is that kind of what you're looking for? Or
I really had no ones.
No.
Wow.
This is up like 100 episodes ago. This is that lot when we did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That report. So maybe you've done some since then, but this is.
I want to say I give a boy and his dog a one.
Yeah, I think you did give that one a one. You hate that Don Johnson.
I hate that Don Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you did, but not what I'm seeing here. Yeah. Not what it says in the yearbook, Jim. All right. That ends this round. Oh, yeah, I forgot to name this round. This game show was called Pop Quiz Hot Shot First.
Nice.
Or Hot Shot First. I was going to say, damn, Pop Quiz Hot Shot First. I don't know.
Hour long punch.
But it really wasn't a pop quiz. All right, folks. It was probably a little long and boring. We'll maybe make some adjustments here. We'll talk offline.
No big deal.
Is there anything you guys wanted to add to the episode? Is there any news or anything?
Just that the Borderlands trailer dropped. And it looks like a movie.
Really? Because it didn't look like a movie to me.
I'm
judging by the poster.
It's not the worst thing that I've seen a trailer for, so, or the worst trailer that I've seen, I should say. I had no idea this was a thing, but like, it's all of a sudden it was there, and I was like, is that Kate Blanchett? No way. Oh yeah, that's Kate Blanchett. She's on the action movie tour of her career.
Yeah, she's doing the Liam Neeson's.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it.
All right. Yeah, I don't really have anything. Have you guys watched on Netflix The Brother's Son? Son?
No. Brother's Son? Not yet. Oh, it's on my Son. It's on my radar, though.
The Brother's Son. I have not. But yeah, it looks interesting.
I've only watched the first episode. It's a little young adult. Like, it's feels like it could be a little like more real, and it kind of airs more on the side of young adult, which I'm not sure if I like, but I'll give it a couple more episodes. Michelle Yeoh's in it. She's kind of the only person I know from it, but it was recommended to me, so I've started watching it, but like I said, it's kind of falling a little bit on the goofy young adult side, but I'll give it one more episode. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.